How to read a good book. First, by a true desire to be taught by them, and to enter into their thoughts. To enter into theirs, observe, not to find your own expressed by them. If the person who wrote the book is not wiser than you, you need not read it. If he be, he will think differently from you in many respects. Very ready we are to say of a book, "How good this is! That's exactly what I think." But the right feeling is, "How strange that is! I never thought of that before, and yet I see it is true. Or if I do not now, I hope I shall some day." But whether thus submissively or not, at least be sure that you go to the author to get at his meaning, not to find yours. Judge it afterwards if you think yourself qualified to do so. But ascertain it first. And be sure, also, if the author is worth anything, that you will not get at his meaning all at once. Nay, that at his whole meaning you will not for a long time arrive in any wise. Not that he does not say what he means, and in strong words too, but he cannot say it all, and what is more strange, will not, but in a hidden way and in parables, in order that he may be sure you want it. I cannot quite see the reason of this, nor analyze that cruel reticence in the breasts of wise men which makes them always hide their deeper thought. They do not give it you by way of help, but of reward, and will make themselves sure that you deserve it before they allow you to reach it. But it is the same way with the physical type of wisdom, gold. There seems to you and me no reason why the electric forces of the earth should not carry whatever there is of gold within it at once to the mountaintops, so that kings and people might know that all the gold they could get was there, and without any trouble of digging or anxiety or chance or waste of time, cut it away and coin as much as they needed. But nature does not manage it so. She puts it in little fissures in the earth. Nobody knows where. You may dig long and find none. You must dig painfully to find any.